The National Police Association is asking the Supreme Court to limit Google's Section 230 protection. So here's what we're going to do today. We're going to discuss the 230 protection. What does it mean? I know you've heard it. Let's get a clear, concise explanation from my next guest, James Bopp Jr., an attorney for the Bopp Law Firm, representing NPA and NFOF in this case. James, good to have you here.
Great to be on, Steve. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. All right. So the National Police Association urged the United States Supreme Court to limit statutory protection for Google, arguing it facilitates social media-fueled attacks against law enforcement officers and apparently against Republicans and conservatives, too. But we've been talking about that for a bit. Tell me what this Section 230 is so we're crystal clear and the people listening understand what it is and why it's so problematic.
Well, 230 was passed early on when this new idea, which was you're going to create a platform and then you're on the internet, and then you're going to let anybody post whatever they want on that platform. And the problem that the businesses faced was liability, because the issue was, are they publishing those posts? And, of course, what they said at the time was, we don't edit, we don't monitor, we don't do anything about these posts, so we should not be responsible for them. And that's what 230 did. It said they are not responsible for third parties' posts that are made on their platform.
But we know now quite clearly, I mean, with everything that Elon Musk did in associating to the Hunter Biden laptop, clearly they edit posts. They censor posts.
Absolutely.
They deplatform people. They silence dissenting voices and amplify false accusations like the Russia collusion story, which has never passed muster. In fact, the leading FBI agent wrote his college thesis on Russian interference in the 2016 election before he went on to manipulate Twitter and Facebook to delete the Hunter Biden story. That's how deep it runs.
That's right. And that business model is now in the trash can, as you just described. They are acting as publishers of the posts, very extensive censorship and other efforts to influence their viewers on political, social, and other issues. So the fundamental premise of 230 is really has really been abandoned. It was a good idea if they actually had done this. In other words, created a public sphere where anybody with a computer could express their views, could comment on other people, and have interchange. Well, unfortunately, that's gone now. But Google, et cetera, are now using it not just to protect themselves from liability from a post that is made by a third party, but to protect their own activity. And in this case, their own activity is when you get on, in this case, YouTube, and look for something. Google uses all the information they have about you to recommend where you should go to find things that you're interested in. For instance, if you're interested in jihad, they will recommend, the ISIS website, some of the most vile and violent things that are posted that will be used for recruitment of people, and the same occurs with respect to police officers.
So what do you expect to have happen here? Because here's the thing. I am in agreement with you. If you're just acting as a board, where you're putting up notes, which is basically an electronic bulletin board, which is kind of what it was. Hey, listen, we don't post the notes. We have the board. They can put their notes up here on our notebook, and there it is, right? But once you start taking notes down, lining things out, putting them back up, yeah, you're no longer protected here. You cannot possibly be. So the question for the National Police Association and the National Fallen Officers Foundation is, will the Supreme Court take it, and what will they do with it?
They have taken it. And this is an amicus brief filed by them. in a case that the U.S. Supreme Court will decide. And maybe ultimately they will reach the issue that you're talking about, the 230 issue, of whether or not these companies have now abandoned that business model, are now publishers, so there's no rational basis for 230. But that's really a future case. This case is whether or not it protects their own activity.
Right.
Their own activity is recommending sites to people based upon the profile that they have on the viewer, and which leads to radicalization and recruitment in the most violent extremist groups in the world.
Right. So here you have.
Are they responsible for their activity directing people into those places?
Well, as I've been told a number of times, James Bob Jr. here, an attorney for the Bob Law Firm representing the NPA and the NFOF. We've only got about 30 seconds here, James. Lawsuits like this, cases like this, often a process, but the Supreme Court has taken it. Are they going to give a full review, a full case, or are they going to make a quicker determination? And how long will it take?
Well,
you got about 30 seconds.
They'll decide the case on the merits for sure. Briefing is just being completed, so it won't be argued till the spring. But they'll decide the issue of whether or not Google's own recommendations that lead to radicalization and terrorist activity, which is what the allegation in the case is, they are immune from doing that under 230.
Or we'll have to find out, James.
Step two.
Got to leave it right there, my friend. Thank you very much for updating us.